The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 18th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Maharaj Yudhishthira at once relinquished all his garments, belt, and ornaments of the royal order, and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything.
This is required if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, then you will have to completely become detached to any material things. Even if you have got little attachment for material things, then it will not be allowed. Prakriti will say, you just satisfy yourself, you want this, do it. So, this is renouncement. God has given us freedom, little freedom. Just a child is given freedom. Naturally, out of affection, mother, father gives freedom. But not complete freedom, because child's freedom is nonsense. It must be protected. Therefore, all the living entities who have come to this material world for enjoying, it is also exactly like the child. A small child, you let him be free. He'll catch up sometimes this, catch up sometimes that, catch up sometimes that. He does not know what is his real interest. But because he is child, he is catching this, catching that, catching that. Sometimes he catches fire and burns his hand. Sometimes he falls down in the water. Sometimes he catches snake. These are all dangerous things, but he does not know. So similarly, we are in the modes of material nature. There are three modes of material nature. Sattva, Raja, Tama. Those who are in darkness, tama, completely in darkness, do not know anything, exactly like the child, does not know what is his actual interest. No, do not. Generally, everyone who is in this material world, he does not know what is actually, what thing he should capture. That is difficult. Mura, that is the problem. Real interest is to capture Krishna. That is real interest. But he does not know. The capturing power and capacity is there. Even a child. In the beginning, the children, there are so many other things. But the child will capture that biscuit. Because he knows it is eatable something. But he does not know whether it is poison I am giving. He does not know that. That discrimination he hasn't got. But because it appears something to be eatable, the example as I was giving in walking, that the fish, he has got enough food God has provided. But still he'll capture the tackle. Fish catching tackle, a little something. For taste, he'll capture it, and that means lost life. Similarly, the bees, they enter the flower, big flower like lotus flower, the smell. But in the evening, with the set of sunset, the petals close and they remain and suffocated, losing their life. For we have got different senses. So this bee is losing his life on account of this nostril, very powerful, one should smell. Similarly, the fish is losing its life on account of this tongue. Similarly, the elephant loses such a big, powerful animal, but he loses his independence for sex life. You know how the elephant is captured. A female elephant is induced to attract the male elephant, and for sex, the male follows the female elephant, and the female elephant is trained up. He puts him in the ditch. He falls down. Then he cannot move. That means, in spite of his becoming such a giant animal, powerful animal, simply for sex life he becomes captivated. You see? So someone is becoming a victim for this sense, somebody is becoming victim for that sense. This is the world one has to study. Similarly, the deer, when the hunter wants to kill them, he plays very nice flute. And they are very fond of hearing musical sound, the stand, and the hunter kills. So one is losing for ear, one is losing for smelling, another for sightseeing. You have seen the insect, when there is fire, thousands of insects will fall and die. What is that? Sightseeing, very beautiful fire. Hold on. So we have got all these senses, and every one of us living entities, they are being victim of these material laws, being captivated by one sense or another. But an animal or insect, they have got one sense very powerful. But we, the human being, we have got all senses very powerful. So, in the Bhagavad, it has been explained, just like a man has got 6 wives, and when he comes from office, the 6 wives are waiting. One wife has captured his one hand, another wife has captured another hand, one wife has captured one leg, another one leg. In this way, we hear. So in this way, he is incapable. Where? Everyone is asking, come to my room. But how he can go? He is captured. So this is the position. A materialistic person is captivated by so many objects of sense gratification. That is his prison house. State laws, if you are criminal, they put you into the jail. But nature's law is such that you don't require. Your senses will keep you intact in jail. You don't require to be handcuffed. The senses are so strong that it will keep you in this material world. Incapable. You cannot know. That was the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Daivijhisa-gunavai-mamamaya-durattaya. Gunavai, guna means qualities. Everyone is compact, bound up by different qualities. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And guna means rope also. In this way, he was bound up by the rope. Just like if I tie your hands and legs with rope, you are helpless. Similarly, the Gunavai, the mother nature, has tied up. We are bound up by the laws, stringent laws of material nature. So, Vivid Jesa Gunavai, Mama Maya Durata, you cannot get out of it. That is not possible. How to get out of it? Māmi vajaprapadyante māyāmi tāntaradhite. If one is fully Krishna conscious, he can get out. That is the whole view. So, the one process is voluntarily giving up. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj is the king. He is giving up a royal dress, balayadi. A king is decorated with fine jewelries, bangles, and many other. Here, you have said. Nowadays, nobody has seen also how many different types of ornaments there is. They do not know it. It's simply plastic plate or paper plate. Anything, something. They do not know what is golden plate, what is silver plate, well, jewelry, all forgot. All forgot. And still they are proud of advancement, of material things. What you have got? Plastic and paper plates only, that's all. No ornament, no jewel, no house, no garment, no life. Everything is gone. And still they are proud. We are advancing in material things. Money, we have got money. What is that money? Paper. That's all. And everyone is cheated. Take $100. What is this? A paper. That's all. So it is the society now, at the present moment, the cheater and the cheated. Similarly religion, similarly science, similarly philosophy. Everything is cheating. Because all of them are rascals, and people are rascals, they cannot protest. They cannot protest. Just like this morning there was talking. Some boy suggested the creation is there was something who was speaking? Big Bang. Big Bang means what is that? Explosion. So people have no brain to ask the how this explosion took place. When there is some bomb explosion, immediately there is an inquiry by the police that who has put this bomb, how it took place. But this rascal, one scientist says, first of all there was explosion. But nobody will question how the explosion took place. Because they are sudras. They have no brain. The rascal scientist says there was explosion and he accepts. That's all. This is the going on. So at the present moment, Kali Yuga, very, very difficult to become perfectly realized soul, Krishna consciousness. There are two methods. One method is voluntarily giving up all unwanted things. That is one. Just like Maharaj Yudhishthira is there. He is the emperor, most opulent. His position is most exalted. There was nothing material, unhappiness, but he still voluntarily is giving up. This is civilization. Not sticking to this. Oh, I have got this emperor, I have got my good brothers, good wife, good children, good influence, good dress, good food, everything good. Why should I give up? Nowadays, even an ordinary post, this elected post, say for 5 years or 3 years, it still will stick to that. The president, your president. He knows that after 3 years, it will be finished. So people are protesting, why shall I? Let me give it up. No, he is so much attached to the post that he cannot give, even for 2 years or 3 years or for 1 day. And here you see, in comparison, Maharaj Yudhishthira, the emperor of the whole world, and so much opulence. I think any executive officer of any state has bangles or ornaments or jewels. No. There is no such possibility. But he is giving up everything. He divided the kingdom to his grandson, to the grandson of Krishna and others. And now he is becoming completely me. No position. No position. Why? Nirvama nirahankara. Nirvama. Nirvama means, mama means mine. Mama means mine. And Nir means negation. This is called Nirmo. And Nirahankara, Ahankara, egotism. And Nir means not. So, in order to become Nirmama, because here, material world, we are simply fighting. It is my. The Arabians, they are, this oil tank, this oil deposit is my. Or our, the same thing. Individually or collectively. You just make up a gain and you steal something and then you say it is our. Your position is by stealing. But still you are claiming it is our. So the petrol tank belongs to God, but somehow or other they are in position, they fighting it is our. So this is called Momo. So one has to become Nirmomo. It is not mine, it is Krishna. Immediately become Nirmomo. Everything is bondage, so long you claim it is mine. And as soon as you understand it is not mine, it is Krishna, then you are free. This is the defense of bondage and freedom. Actually, it belongs to Krishna. Everything, Ishava Samidam Sarva. So this consciousness requires. So somebody is trying to be Nirvama, to become free from the false idea, it is mine, by renouncing. And if one knows perfectly well that it is not mine, it is Krishna's, then he hasn't got to do anything artificially. If you know that everything belongs to Krishna, I am not the owner. I am given the chance to use it. Tena taktena bhanjitha. Whatever allotment is given to you, you can use it. Prasad. Krishna, actually eatable belongs to Krishna. So after eating, whatever he gives you, you also eat this. That is required. So one is trying to renounce this world by practice. Because unless you become fully conscious that anything you are possessing that does not belong to you, that belongs to Krishna, so long you'll be allowed to enjoy it under the false impression, egotism, that it is mine. Because you have come here to possess something as your property, so Krishna will give you. Just like father gives children, they're fighting. So father gives some toys, now it is yours. So that's all, like play. Don't fight. So similarly, the toy does not belong to the child. It is purchased by the father, it belongs to the father. But the father gives you, now it is yours. Don't fight with the other child. So they are satisfied. Similarly, we have been given by the Supreme Father. Now, this is your America. This is your India. But nothing belongs to the America or to the India. It belongs to the Father, Supreme Father. So unless they come to the consciousness that the Father has given me to enjoy, that this is mine, but actually it belongs to Father. This is called Krishna consciousness. This is called Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are Krishna conscious, fully conscious, that nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs. Ishabhasavidam sadva. Just kinchi. Even the minute thing, even atom, that belongs to God. I am not proprietor. If this sense comes to you, then you are free. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogi na jasevati. Sagunan samati to itan brahma bhuyaya kalpati. The bondage is gunamayi maya being wrapped up by the qualitative modes of nature, that is bondage. But if one is engaged in devotional service, he is not under this bondage, because he knows things are there. So, just like I am a foreigner, alien, so I have come to your country. So if I claim that this country is mine, then there is trouble. But if I know that I have come as a visitor or as a foreigner, I have come here, so there is no trouble. I can freely move, I can get all the facilities of the United States government, there is no trouble. Similarly, we come here as traveler, as visitor, within this material world, and if we claim that this material world belongs to me or a group of men or group of nation, that is called ignorance. So Krishna consciousness movement means to move this ignorance, to make people intelligent, that nothing belongs to you, everything belongs to God. So here is the general process, renouncement. The Maharaj Yudhishthira, he said, because as I have already explained, that because we are too much absorbed in the conception of ahankar, I am this body, and anything in relationship with this body that is mine, this is illusion, moha. This is called moha, illusion. Janasya mohoyam. Moha means illusion. This is illusion. What is this? Illusion. Ahamameti, I am this body, and everything in relationship with it that is mine. This is not illusion. He does not, the body even does not belong to him. Because the body is awarded by God according to your karma. Just like according to your payment, the landlord gives you an apartment. The apartment does not belong to you. That's a fact. If you pay $500 per week, you get a nice, good apartment. And if you pay $25, then you get another. Similarly, these different types of body we have got. Everyone we have got different types. This is apartment. Actually it is apartment, because I am living within this body. I am not this body. That is the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Dehin asmin yatha dehi. Asmin dehi, there is the dehi, the occupier, not proprietor. Occupier, just like in any apartment, the occupier is somebody, and the owner is somebody. Similarly, this is apartment, this body. I am the spirit soul occupier. I have rented it according to the payment or according to karma. That's Darwin's theory is a failure, because he cannot explain why there are different types of, even in human society, every man is different from the other man. Why? If it is nature's process, then all the bodies should have been equally the same. But why different? Just like in an apple tree, the formation of apple is the same. So if it is nature's evolution, then why there are white men, black men, colored men, deformed man, and no one's face will be equal to anyone. That you cannot explain. This is the explanation that, just the same example, just the man, as he pays for it, he gets a different apartment. So we have got different bodies, different apartment, according to our karma. And whose karma? The soul's karma. But he has no information of the soul. And how the soul is working, how he is getting a different body, tatha dehantara prapti. This science is unknown to him, but is still known as the master of evolution, and people are following him. This is ignorance. Andhajathandvi. One blind rascal gives some theory and the followers are also blind rascals, they follow. They do not take instruction from the perfect. Therefore our position is perfect. Because we are not following rascals and fools. We are following Krishna, the Supreme Perfect. I may be imperfect. That's a fact. I am imperfect. Just like a child is imperfect. That's a fact. But so long he follows the father, catching his hand, he's perfect. He's perfect. He has no danger. He has no danger. Similarly, anyone who is not Krishna conscious and following blindly some rascal, he is imperfect and he will suffer. And because we have taken Krishna's shelter, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māme tam sarva. He'll give guidance. If you have perfectly surrendered unto him, he'll guide. He's within you. Everyone. Īśvara sarva bhūtānām nirdeśatā. Īśvara tiṣṭhati. He's there. He's not far away. Although he lives in his own abode, Goloka Vrindāvana. Goloka eva nivasati akhilātma bhūta. That is Krishna. Although he is in his abode, but he is everywhere. Here is Krishna. Although he is living in Goloka Vrindavan, he is in this temple. He is within our heart. Simply we have to take advantage. How he is present, how he is advising. That is the technique. That is Krishna consciousness movement. God is everywhere. He is prepared to guide you. He is prepared to help you because his father is always prepared. But we do not take his guidance, we do not take his shelter. That is the difficulty. So why you do not take? Because ahamameti, we are attachment. She is mine, this family is mine, this wife is mine, the children is mine. Mine. So you have to become nirmama without mind. And why you are accepting this mind, ahankara? Ahankara means false ahankara, false identification. Everyone is fighting because the false identification, I am this body. He does not know. In this way, we are so much in ignorance, therefore the word used, murha, is the appropriate word. Murha, rascal. We call everyone rascal, that is a harsh word, but actually that is the fact. They do not know what is what. So, if you actually serious about stopping this rascal now and wish to go back to home, back to Godhead, then you have to take this Krishna consciousness. Because by becoming Krishna conscious, you become fully qualified. Yashasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvaigunaita. Because this surrendering, Krishna Krishna, that is the perfection of intelligence. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante janvan maga prabaddhati vasudeva sarmiti sa mahatma sudullava. Because everyone is struggling. Manasrashtani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Prakritisthani. In this material nature, everyone is struggling. Prakritisthani karsati. With the mind and the senses. That's all. Compact in the direction of the mind. Manadham. Manadham. So long we are directed by the flickering mind, then we are in danger. We have to go above mind, there is intelligence. The intelligence is where to consider whether I am this body or I am something else. So in this way, from the mental platform, you have to elevate yourself to the intellectual platform and from the intellectual platform you have to raise yourself to the spiritual platform, then you will be able to give up so-called material possession completely free and surrender to Krishna and become wise. Thank you.
Jai Prabhu.